And so it's a very interesting issue. It's not something we always speak about on this program, quad bike safety. But with me on the line is Katie Minogue, Senior Associate and Regional Office Leader at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the program. First of all, quad bikes or ATVs. Why did this issue in particular jump out at you when the ACCC was doing an investigation? What called upon you to make a submission?
Mitchell, it's something that we see very often in our work at Maurice Blackburn as road accident injuries lawyers. We unfortunately deal with the devastating consequences of these injuries on victims, on their families, and the wide-ranging impact on their communities. And often these injuries are happening on farms and on rural properties, and the impact on that individual goes much broader than just the individual themselves and has quite a ripple effect on their families and communities around them. So it's something that's really important to us, and what we do find is that many of these deaths and injuries are actually preventable. And so when the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission released their safety issues paper, it was a perfect opportunity for us to put our position forward in terms of how we could make these vehicles safer to reduce the number of deaths and injuries that we see.
Is it common to see injuries or accidents on the actual roads themselves? Because I understand that you can actually register some of them and have them on the road like a regular vehicle.
Yeah, we do see the majority of accidents do happen on the farms and on the rural properties, often with things like uneven ground and, often it's in situations where the person riding the vehicle actually doesn't have a proper understanding or hasn't had training in the capabilities and limitations of the vehicle, but it's certainly not restricted to farms and rural properties. There are accidents on the road as well, and we think that, the protection and important regulations that need to be in place shouldn't just be restricted to farms, but should extend to the road as well.
And you said that the accidents could be avoidable. So what are the most common types of accidents that occur with these vehicles?
Look, there's certainly a lot of things like rollover accidents. There are crush injuries that we see a lot of. And so the other one is asphyxiation. So they're awful, horrific injuries that we see. And these are things that we say with a number of, different safety changes could be prevented.
Does it largely come down to not operating the vehicle properly for the conditions? Like, for example, the crushing, does it mean that you're operating it at a speed that is excessive, or how does that actually tend to come about?
Look, a lot of these vehicles are, unfortunately, death traps, really. They are very dangerous vehicles, and I think not a lot of people understand quite how dangerous they are and quite how easy it is to roll them. And what we say in our submissions is that one of the things that really needs to change is around consumer education. We need to be educating people who are buying these vehicles, who are driving these vehicles, one, how to manage them better, how to understand their capabilities and limitations, but also we've put forward that we think there should be a consumer safety rating system on purchase of these bikes. So we know with cars, we're now pretty familiar with the ANCAP safety rating system for new cars. That's had a really good effect on being able to educate consumers on the safety features of the new cars they're buying. And we think doing this with quad bikes at the point of sale will allow people to make informed decisions as to exactly what they're getting at the various price points in the market. And we also think that will encourage manufacturers to strive for higher safety ratings to win over the consumers and ultimately push towards making these vehicles safer for everyone.
So we know that if a car has a 5-star safety rating, you're looking at features like curtain airbags, autonomous emergency braking, and so on. What types of safety features would you like to see in these ATVs that would then lead to a higher star rating?
Yeah, look, I think ultimately we would probably defer to the technical experts in that regard. There's certainly a lot of research in things like rollover cages and various features in quad bikes that improve their safety. Unfortunately, those features aren't mandatory or aren't always there on some of these vehicles, many of which are produced overseas and imported into Australia. And so, you know, if we have a, you know, technical safety experts in this area putting together a best practice model of what a really safe quad bike, what features it should have, and then we can educate consumers and let them know this is a five-star quad bike, it's the safest one you can possibly buy, then consumers can walk into that knowing that they're putting themselves and you know, their families in the safest possible position when they're buying a quad bike.
The other point as well is that car people often say, if we talk to ANCAP or the safety experts, that safety, even though it should be, is not always top of mind when someone is buying a car. For example, they're more worried about what colour it is, where the drink holders are. What sorts of things might you be able to do, do you think, that could make sure that safety is top of mind when people are going to buy quad bikes? They really want to make sure they get that five-star safety-rated one to protect them and their families.
Yeah. Look, some of the suggestions we've made are around making safety really legible and really easy to access for people. So things like really prominent safety warnings on the vehicles, instructions that are, you know, often with these vehicles, it's instructions tucked away in a little manual booklet that no one really ever reads. You know, if we're using things like symbols, colour schemes to signify safety and, you know, education around handling, warnings, precautions that people should take. You know, those are things that can help people understand those different safety messages.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So you've made that submission. Do you know what the timeline is for the overall investigation or inquiry that's taking place? When will we see some findings or recommendations handed down?
Yeah, so the next step is we'll wait for the Australian Consumer and Competition Commission to come back to us. At the moment, submissions are still open, so there are actually a great number of submissions that have come forward. They'll you know, have to, over the next couple of months, digest those, compile them, and come back to the wider stakeholder group with some recommendations, and we really look forward to seeing what they come, what they bring together and come back with, and then we can look at what we can advocate for in terms of really changing some of the regulation around this area.
Well, Katie, thank you very much for your time this morning. A very interesting conversation, and good luck with getting your suggestions or your submission heard, and hopefully it will transform into legislation.
Thank you very much, Mitchell. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you. Katie Minogue there, Senior Associate and Regional Office Leader at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.